ever get that feeling, you know, where you're just totally drained after talking to someone.
Yeah, we've all got those people in our lives. Energy vampires, right?
Exactly. And figuring out how to deal with those tricky relationships, well, that's what we're diving deep into today.
This is going to be good.
You know, I like to go straight to the source material, and this time we're looking at the New Testament.
Interesting.
Yeah, what Jesus had to say about those difficult people we all encounter, because let's face it's a timeless issue.
Absolutely. Timeless and universal.
So we're switching things up a bit for this deep dive, but stick with me because these insights are seriously relevant, I promise.
I'm intrigued. What kind of insights are we talking about?
Well, one thing that struck me was how direct Jesus was about all this.
Direct. You mean it wasn't all parables and metaphors?
Exactly. I mean, take Luke chapter 6, for example.
Yeah.
It straight up says, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you." Right, we're talking action verbs here, not just some vague feel-good advice, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Those are pretty clear instructions.
And to understand just how radical that was, we need to consider the historical context.
Right, because this was first century Palestine. The prevailing attitude was very much an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
So Jesus coming in with this message of radical love and forgiveness, total game changer.
Completely flipped the
And
script.
he doesn't let up either. In Matthew, he doubles down, saying, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
Wow. So this isn't just about like loving humanity in some abstract sense. This is about real life application.
Exactly. Think that those everyday conflicts, those little interactions that leave you feeling drained, this is about dealing with those people.
Because loving the people who love you back, that's easy.
Piece of cake.
But this unconditional love Jesus is talking about, that's the real challenge.
No kidding. And that's where, you know, I have to admit, I hit a wall.
How so?
Because I read those verses and I think, okay, easier said than done, right? Like, how am I actually supposed to drum up genuine love for someone who's making my life miserable?
It's a human response, but that question actually takes us from the what to the why.
The why.
Yeah, why even bother trying to love difficult people? And for that, we can look to Luke chapter 6, verse 35.
It's the same.
It talks about the rewards of loving your enemies, about becoming more like God.
So it's not just about being good for the sake of being good.
It's about spiritual growth, aligning yourself with a higher purpose.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this idea of mirroring God's character, what does it really mean to be a son or daughter of the Most High?
That's a powerful image.
Right. And that's something worth reflecting on.
It really is. Now, it's one thing to talk about loving your enemies, but Jesus actually walked the walk.
And that makes all the difference.
In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, he's literally being crucified, and he says,
Right. What does he say?
"Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
I mean, just think about that for a second. The
Bro.
emotional weight of that moment. To offer forgiveness when you're literally dying on a cross, that's next level love.
It's a high bar for sure.
And then there are the parables, which, you know, sometimes pack the biggest punch.
Oh, for sure. Like that one in Matthew chapter 18, the parable of the unforgiving servant.
What a story.
Talk about a wake-up call, right? This guy gets this massive debt forgiven, and then he turns around and has someone thrown in jail over a few bucks.
The point about God's limitless forgiveness compared to our own.
Yeah, it really makes you think.
And you know what else? This parable connects beautifully with another one, the Good Samaritan.
Oh, yeah, from Luke chapter 10.
It's easy to talk about love in the abstract, but this story shows us what love looks like in action.
It's not about warm, fuzzy feelings. It's about what you actually do for
And
someone
that's
else.
exactly. And often it's about helping those we'd rather avoid.
It's about going out of your way, even for the people who are difficult to love. Okay, before we wrap up, we have to talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
A love chapter.
It's a classic for a reason, and it's hard to choose just a few, but two descriptions really stand out when I think about dealing with those tough personalities.
Hit me.
Love is patient. Love is not irritable. How do those resonate with you?
Those are good ones. I think for me, patience, it's not about being passive. It's about like consciously choosing how you react, even when someone's pushing your buttons,
Oh, that's good, yeah.
and not being irritable, honestly. Sometimes the most challenging person we have to deal with is
So
ourselves.
true.
It's that inner critic, you
Yeah.
know, the one that's quick to judge and get annoyed.
This deep dive has been seriously thought-provoking. It's like you're getting this whole new framework for even approaching those relationships.
And remember, it's not a one-time fix. It's an ongoing practice.
It's about showing up differently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So next time you encounter someone difficult, instead of trying to change them, maybe ask yourself, how can I change my approach? How can I show up differently in this interaction?
It's a small shift in thinking, but it can make a world of difference.
And absolutely. It's a game changer for sure.
Wow. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us for another deep dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic to explore together. Until then, happy learning.